You're listening to This Week on DeveloperWorks for March 20, 2007. I'm Scott Lanningham, and we're IBM's technical resource for developers with tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. Today, we'll hear from IBM IT specialist Nathan Harrington on his latest two-part article for the DeveloperWorks Open Source Zone. Nathan talks about techniques for more efficient LDAP database searches. And in our Blogger of the Week segment, Grady Booch waxes poetic about email and spam. But first, here are the DeveloperWorks homepage feature and highlights this week, which you can find at ibm.com/developerworks. The feature from the XML zone, 5 common AJAX anti-patterns, avoid the common pitfalls of AJAX code. For the highlights, also from the XML zone, part 1 of transforming Java classes into web services, Access 2 and JIBX, this one on using XML to define a web service from your Java classes. From the WebSphere zone, implementing client-side interportlet communication with Dojo and WebSphere Portal. From the Open Source Projects zone, part 2 of what's new in PHP version 5.2. From the Information Management zone, security in WebSphere RFID Information Center. From the Grid Computing zone, part 1 of development of standards-based grid portals. Finally, from the AIX and Unix zone, part 1 of Emacs editing environment, this one on learning the basics of Emacs. All that new content is highlighted this week on our homepage at ibm.com/developerworks. Joining me now is Nathan Harrington, an IBM IT specialist and regular contributor to both the DeveloperWorks Open Source Zone and this podcast program. This time he joins us to talk about a new two-part article he's written on LDAP, or Lightweight Directory Access Protocol search engines. Nathan, good to have you on again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now tell me, what's special about this approach to searching an LDAP database?
Well, unlike your traditional LDAP searches, we extract all the data beforehand and then use some automated regular expression building and metaphone matching to enable you to perform unstructured query type of searches. So the more words you can throw at it, the more likely you're able to find the records you're looking for.
Now, what is the approach in this series, this two-part series of articles that you've done here? What will people know how to do at the end of it?
They'll be able to build their own regular expression generator that'll support simple things like asterisk wildcards and quoted phrases. On top of that, we'll build scoring of the results and metaphone matching, which will help with simple mispronunciation errors, like developer works would match to developer works. Spelling, I emphasize the words there, but the spelling would be slightly different, and the code you'll learn in these articles will help you compensate for those spelling mistakes.
Cool, and there's sample code that's part of the article, as usual, with these. It's available for download, right?
That's right. The articles go through steps to build it yourself and give you some suggestions on how to modify it to your specific parameters for your operating environment, or you can just get started with some examples, which everybody likes.
So why don't you quickly tell us, part one published already, part two publishes today. What are the two parts focused on separately?
Well, the first part's focused on extracting the data into a format you can use, applying your own regular expression generator so you can do things like Scott star to match Scotty and Scott ham and things like that. Applying those queries across your entire database so you don't have to know which field in the LDAP database you're looking for. Part two covers metaphone matching to fix spelling errors you may have, provide scoring so you can present the most relevant records first.
How important is this, Nathan? Is the traditional search interface, it's pretty cumbersome, I assume, and you feel like this will make things a lot easier for the user, right?
Right. LDAP searches are great if you know which field you're looking for. If you want to search for Scott in the name field, that's fine. If you want to search for Orchard, but you're not sure if that's someone's name or their corporate address like IBM's, the code in these two articles will enable you to get the most relevant records first based on your own tuning, your own enterprise directory type search parameters that you can specify or work with the defaults to give your organization the capability for finding records in your LDAP database much faster.
So both parts of that article series in the Open Source Projects zone on DeveloperWorks LDAP search engines. Part one is subtitled Use Perl and a Regular Expression Generator to Search for and Display LDAP Database Records. Part two, which publishes today, is subtitled Adding a Scoring System. Nathan, thanks for making time. It's always good talking to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Again, that was Nathan Harrington, IBM IT specialist and regular DeveloperWorks contributor. Find a link to his two-part article on LDAP search engines, as well as links to everything we talk about in this podcast in the show notes for this week on DeveloperWorks. Check on our podcast page at ibm.com/DeveloperWorks/podcast. Next, our featured blogger of the week is Grady Booch, who has something to say about two common pet peeves.
Just a few minutes ago, the sun broke through the clouds, the birds started singing, and two squirrels put on a happy dance outside my window. You see, I just finished processing all of my email and all of my accounts, both personal and professional. I have nothing in my inboxes. Nada, zero, 'tis all empty, a veritable void, a staggering emptiness of bits. It feels so freeing to say that. As I'd blogged about before, I detest, loathe, abhor, execrate, abominate, anathematize, disapprove of, am appalled, disgusted, fed up, and disabused by, have disfavor and disaffinity for, shudder at the sight of, and just generally don't like email. It's a terribly noisy, inefficient, often inappropriate channel of communication. The other day I had an interesting chat with Carol Jones about collaboration, and she observed that there's a generational thing going on with email. While email may be the obvious medium for my generation, there's a generation after Carol and I who have, A, grown up not knowing the web never existed, and B, are used to multiple channels of communication, email plus instant messaging plus text messaging, not to mention blogs, vlogs, wikis, and all the subtle things that come with social networking sites. The future has a way of blindsiding us in the present, and my take is that the assumptions we make about the centrality of email today will be proven naively wrong in the coming years. A quote of the day by me. I do not like email and spam. I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like them on my Linux box. I do not like them on my Macintosh. I do not like them when I'm home. I do not like them on my phone. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like email and spam. I do not like them, Sam I am. With apologies to the late Dr. Seuss.
Words of wisdom from Grady Booch. You can read Grady's blog on DeveloperWorks. Just go to ibm.com/DeveloperWorks/blogs, and you'll find it listed, along with many other great blogs. That's it for this week. For everyone at DeveloperWorks, I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.